Hey, well, back in the division here. As usual, Jets, tough team to prepare for. They're obviously playing very well on defense. Statistically, they do a lot of things well. Very good against the run, good on first down. They have a very disruptive front seven. Of course, in the kicking game, they're very much of a game plan team. With Curly back, who we didn't really see in the first game, and whatever capacity Cripps is, I'm sure they'll be dangerous there. Block punt against Atlanta, I thought was a big tempo setter for that game. And, offensively, it's, an explosive group, 500 yards against Buffalo, 30 points against Atlanta. They do a good job of getting the ball down the field, making some big plays, using the quarterback in the running game, as well as their backs. Cumberland's emerged for them, made several big plays here over the course of the season. So, a lot of things to prepare for, and we're in a real tight game with them there on the Thursday night game, second game of the year. So, I'm sure it'll be real competitive down there, and I think we'll have to play better than we did the first time if we're going to win.
Can you comment on the decision to put Jerod on injured reserve?
It's a medical decision.
What does the loss, I guess, mean to especially to the linebacker group, but to the team overall?
Yeah, well, I mean, Jerod's, I think I've been on record many times talking about Jerod. He does a lot for us, on the field, off the field, but we're just going to have to move on.
How do you feel, I guess, some of your younger linebackers may be able to inserted like
that's why we have them. That's why we have a full team. So if we happen to lose somebody, then somebody else has to step in and play. And that's why we have a full team.
Do you see this as something comparative to like losing Vince Wilfork, as in there's no other guy that's like him kind of thing?
I don't know.
Bill, he has the communication device in his helmet. Mayo, obviously a key role. What do you look for a player that would have that in his helmet? Obviously, there's going to have to be someone new doing that. So what characteristics are you looking for from a player?
They have to be able to communicate from the sideline to the rest of the players on the field.
And is it imperative for that player to always be on the field, or can you sort of split that up if it's a guy that might come off in certain situations?
Sure. Yeah, you could do that. If he comes off, then you'd have to signal it or communicate it some other way. You wouldn't have to be able to use the helmet communication. Yeah, sure. That happens anyway. I mean, there's always periods in the game from time to time, or in some games where the communication system doesn't work from the coach to the quarterback or the coach to the signal caller, whatever it is, and then you have to have an alternative way to communicate that. So that's... That we'd have to do that even if the player out there had the green dot. There's just times when it doesn't work.
Is there any reason why a linebacker, is it usually what we see? I mean, I only know you guys.
Could be anybody.
Is there any benefit to a linebacker, just the idea that maybe the two levels are to both sides of the linebacker?
Yeah, sure.
But if it's a defensive back? I mean, same thing.
One guy's got to get it to the other 10, I mean, however you slice it up. So whatever you feel like is the most efficient way to do that for your defensive system and the players that are involved, then that's, you pick out your best option.
Obviously, there's a lot of interest still in Rob Gronkowski. Do you have any plans to do anything different with him this week?
We'll give our injury updates at the end of the day with the practice report to the league, like we always do.
Any reason to be more hopeful this week about his return?
We'll give our reports at the end of the day.
Matt, Patricia mentioned yesterday that the Jets have a lot of different attack points in the running game. Can you elaborate on that in terms of how that puts stress on a defense?
Well, I think any time you involve the quarterback in the running game, that takes away from you know, just going to the play side, point of attack, the blocking pattern, the back where he's entering the hole, that you have to protect against the quarterback, keeping the ball at some other place. And when they wildcat it, which is the same thing, except it's a running back instead of a quarterback doing that, that you have plays that, you know, start one way but end up somewhere else, as opposed to just a counter play that's handed off and changes directions. The, you know, one guy's going one way, another guy's going another way, and you have to figure out which guy's got the ball and where the blocking pattern is and so forth. So I think that's probably what he's referring to, that they, you know, they run outside, they run inside, but they do it at times with two guys or sometimes even three guys going to different points of the defense, and you have to determine which guy has the ball, where, you know, where, which, you know, which part of that action is what's real and what's deceptive.
In terms of changes from the last, I think September 12th to now, it seems like more of them on offense for them in terms of personnel. Is that accurate the way you see it?
I'm not sure what exactly some of the status of some of the players on defense are. I mean, you know, Wallace has been playing more. Milner started in our game. Wilson didn't finish the game last week. Trufant did. So, you know, I don't know what's going on. You know, what's going on there. You know, they really play three safeties. Copels is back. So, I don't know. You know, and then there's some of the ones on offense. So, you know, they have some changes. We have some changes. They are what they are. New punter. I mean, I don't know.
Bill, is there a moment where you take, you know, with us, stoic and speak about moving on, but is there a moment that you take with a team when you've suffered any kind of personnel losses where you articulate the same thing? Look, the reality is this. Don't worry about X, Y, and Z and what hypotheticals could exist. Do you spend a little time with the team talking about things like that?
I don't know. I mean, I talk to the team every day, so we talk about a lot of things. I'm sure at some point we've probably talked about most everything. I don't know.
From when you think about what the importance of just building a full team, I mean, the idea of having depth seems to show up almost every week when you have to have another guy step up. But just curious, I mean, where do you value depth in terms of building a team in terms of its importance?
It's pretty important. I mean, you can't have a team without players, so.
I guess I was thinking more on everyone has the same amount of players, but it's like, how do you get the player, whatever, 40 on the roster to be at a better level than, let's say, 40 on another person's roster, you know, 53?
Well, that's what we're here for every day. You know, everybody that's here, players on the active roster, the players on the practice squad, even players in training camp that aren't here. I mean, they've all been coached, they've worked, they've prepared, and some of them get a chance to play, some of them don't, and then over the course of the year, sometimes that changes. So, and everybody that's here is working on a daily basis, trying to get better. We're all trying to do a better job, and you know, who knows exactly how the wheel's going to spin, who's going to be where, but that's, you know, we all have to prepare for that.
I know Vince has been around the building since his injury, and I assume Gerard will be when he's able to as well. But for, I guess, housekeeping purposes, will you add a defensive captain, somebody who's here on a day-to-day basis and will be active on Sundays?
If we think that's the best thing to do, we will.
Bill, with regards to practice team players, how much of their time during the week is split between scout teamwork, preparing your team for the opposition, and also, you know, learning your system and continuing to progress in what you do so that they could step in if they're activated?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'd say the majority of the meeting time is focused on what we do, and the majority of the practice time is focused on what they do. So those need to merge, obviously, so we need to spend some meeting time preparing them for practice time, and we need to take our meeting time where we're working on what we do and at some point transfer that onto the field to working on what we do, not just on what they do. So I'd say the percentages kind of flip, but they're certainly interrelated. And anytime we can practice something that our opponent does that's similar to what we do, or sometimes is the same as what we do, then we relate it in those terms. So we would call the play the same, or we would play the technique the same way as we're trying to play it, so that even though they're doing the other team's play, they're using the techniques that we would use on our play, so that we transfer that back over to us getting better and working on things that we do. So it's a, there's definitely a balance there. And sometimes there's more of that at some positions or on one side of the ball from week to week than others. So, you know, one week might be 90% of what we do. Maybe it's not quite the same play, but the techniques are the same, that type of thing. Maybe another week it might be 40%, I don't know. It's so, it isn't always the same, but that's the merging that we try to get to, and it's not easy, but that's what you have to do. So that's another aspect of our preparation and planning. Like on Tuesdays, you know, that's one of the things that we do, is to not only talk about what we're going to do from a game plan standpoint, but talk about how we're going to practice, who's going to practice where, how that person can get the most out of their practice, even though they might not be, they might not even be playing, or they might be practicing the other team's plays, but they can still gain some experience and execution because it's something that we do. So things like that.
We asked you yesterday on Armstead and Harrison if the clock might start in the practice. Will it start today?
It won't start today.
So, you mentioned playing better against the Jets than you did the first time, that you'll have to play better to win. Specifically in the running game, what do they do well that challenges teams to run against them? It seems like, obviously, they were pretty effective in that September 12th game, too.
Yeah, they've really been pretty effective against everybody. But, number one, they have good players. You know, they have a good front. They have big guys that are physical, that are athletic, and they play good technique. They have a good scheme. So, all those things. You know, they're well coached. They have good players, and they play well. So, they do all those things well. And they're, you know, they're pretty consistent. They have some depth. You know, they got several guys on the defensive line, several guys at linebacker, so they rotate them through. So they have, probably 8 or 9 guys really involved in all that. Not even counting the secondary, just the front seven.
Dylan, in terms of your reserve linebackers, do they have, most of them have positional versatility with all three spots? Do you coach them that way, or are they kind of plug and play with one specific?
Depends on the player, yeah. That's a good question. That's one of the things that we, you know, go through in training camp, and as we build through the season, as we, some players have kind of one specific responsibility, and then sometimes we have other players who have more than one. Some of that depends on the player, his skills, his experience, what else he has relative to the kicking game, as an example, roles in sub defense or other situational defenses. So, and sometimes that changes over the course of the season, that we, from week to week. I mean, that's one of the things that we, do every week, really, is we come in with the game plan for the Jets, as an example, and then, this player's responsible for this, this player's responsible for that, this player's responsible for, not just this position, but you're also backing up this position and maybe another position, in our different personnel groupings, whether it's on special teams or on defense. We have, goal line and subgroups and regular groups and short yardage groups, and the same thing on offense. We have, short yardage and goal line and multiple receiver groups and multiple tight end groups and, two back groups and things like that. So somebody's got to, double or maybe even triple up. And then there are other guys that don't, that they just, kind of have, more one spot, or they're just backing up one spot. So just It varies, depends on the player, depends on the situation, but somewhere along the line you've got to account for that. No question about it. You gotta find a way to do that. And sometimes you just say, look, if we lose this one of these players, then that would knock us out of this personnel group, and this is what our alternative would be. You know, sometimes you just feel like if you can't back a player up for whatever reason, then you just shift out of that and go to something else that you feel is better. So that's another alternative to sometimes having too many, if you have a lot of personnel groups, having too many variables. You just say, okay, if something happens, then we drop it and we play the game in these other groupings that we practice.
Wilkerson, is he pretty much what you would have projected coming out in 2011, what you see something?
He's improved, yeah. He's improved every year. You know, he's been much more of a factor in the pass rush this year. But, I mean, he's big, he's athletic, he's got good playing strength, runs well. And he's been around the ball a lot. You know, he's had a lot of productive plays, you know, tackles and some negative plays. So he's, you know, looks like he's gotten better every year. Okay. Thank you.